Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Coming up in today's program, Westmorland farmers set to benefit from sorrel processing factory. Stay with us to find out more. And later, our proverb of the day. I'm Prince Moore. Thanks for waking up with us.
Better value for your money than most urban transport bus systems anywhere.
That's a fact.
Easy boarding, just wait in line. Quick commuting time.
And JUTC will roll out more buses than ever before.
Yeah, man, that sounds good.
Spacious.
Comfortable.
Ah, air conditioned.
Yeah, man, security done up.
And we are among the best urban transport systems in the world.
Yeah, and that's a fact.
Courtesy and safety.
JUTC,
we're here to serve you better.
JUTC,
JUTC, your route to excellence.
Farmers from Betheltown and neighboring communities in Westmorland now have access to a sorrel processing factory. The $27.8 million facility was set up through the Rural Economic Development Initiative READY in partnership with the Betheltown Sorrel Value Chain Improvement Project. READY is implemented by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JASIF. JASIF provided $23.2 million of the project cost, with the community contributing $4.6 million through its Agricultural Cooperative Society. In a speech delivered by Acting Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyer, Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller reiterated that the government is taking a holistic approach to rural development as part of efforts to reduce poverty.
Rural development is a strategy that is meant to assist in that regard. This sorrel project is very important within that context. The opening of the sorrel juice facility is truly important. It holds special meaning for several reasons. It represents steps being taken towards true economic independence. The mandate that national hero, Right Excellent Norman Washington Manley, passed on to this generation.
The Prime Minister also used the opportunity to commend the island's farmers who continue to show resilience in the face of several challenges.
The Jamaican farmer have suffered one of the worst droughts on record, but have refused to roll over and give up. Instead, the farmers of Betheltown and surrounding areas have organized themselves into the Betheltown Agricultural Cooperative Society and have built their own sorrel juice processing factory.
The 204 square meter plant will process sorrel to make juices, jams, jellies, in addition to other value-added products, while significantly reducing the need for imports. It boasts a juice processing area, office, storerooms, and a drying area. In addition to sorrel processing, the facility will offer marketing support through the production of business cards, brochures, flyers, and banners, as well as label development and packaging services. The proverb for today is, "Ano every mango got maggots." Translation, "It's not every mango that has maggots." This means, everybody is not the same. People have different characteristics, and you shouldn't make assumptions or generalize.
Jamaicans from all walks of life,
we must save energy and help the Jamaican economy.
Energy saving, we say.
To that.
Hey. Ease up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow. Ease up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
Energy saving is not a maybe, it's a must. Hey.
Ease up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
That's where we wrap up this morning's program. Join us again next time. Until then, we invite you to keep up with us by visiting our website at gis.gov.jm or on Facebook. With Studio Engineer Gerald Samuels, I'm Prince Moore, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.